Nachman, kol ki hai rischa, lircha kitcha brichu, alon v'lifrakinun, even though here Hashem, Hashem is getting angry at us, but he's going to free us, he's going to purge us, redeem us. So Nachman said, it's kedai that Hashem should get angry at us, as long as he'll redeem us. Of kibun the rischa amur, since this post is talking about that Hashem get angry at us, it kure rischa v'reishasa loy matrinin. This pasuk we don't say. We don't mention a pasuk about the fact that Hashem got angry at us on Rosh Hashanah. Zichron. What's the pasuk of Zichron that we don't mention? Is what's called the Zichron of Pharonius that we don't mention. Going by Yisko ki boser hema. Shayfer going to kabe shayfer begiver. Avulim bo loyma malchia Zichron b'shayfer. Shall Pharonius shall erdik echavim oimer. If you want to say psukim and talk about the punishment that the goyim got or the echavim got, that you could say. Even though psukim about Pharonius. But since the Pharonius went to the Goyim, not to the Eden, that you could say in Rosh Hashanah. Malchus, with Sukkim like that by Malchus, the Goyim. Hashem Melech, Molach, Yirgoyz Amin. That Hashem is the king, and Yirgoyz Amin, he gets angry at the Goyim, that you could say. Because the Pharonius is going to the Goyim. Over Goyim, Hashem Molach, Oilom Voed, of the Goyim Ayatsoi. That Hashem will destroy the Goyim from the land, that also you could say. It starts off with the Malchus, Hashem Melech, Oilom Voed, you can say this Pasuk, even though it ends off with Pharonius. Since it's punishment to the Goyim, that's all right. Zichron, where's the pasuk about Zichron? It's like that. Kegoyim Zichor Hashem of Levi Edoim. That's also a pasuk about Malchus. It talks about the Pharonius Hashem gave the Goyim. Shofer, Kegoyim Vashem Olakim. Vashofer Yitoka, Vaholach Vesaris Taimon. And it says he gave them punishment. They gave the Goyim the punishment. Ochse Vashem Tzavokas Yogin Aleihem. Yeah. So kids, so these psukim you could mention, and we do mention these psukim. Since these are psukim that Hashem is about Zichronis, but the Pharonius went on the Goyim, that we could mention on Rosh Hashanah. Then another clown now. Ein maskirin zichron shoyochid. We don't mention the zichron about a yochid. About something happened someplace privately, that's not part of the Zichronis. We only mention what happened to the rabbin to Klal Yisrael. Even though something good happened to a yochid, we don't talk about a yochid. Kegoyin Zochreini Hashem v'Rtzoin Amecha. This pasuk we don't say. It's talking about Zochreini Hashem remembered me. Or going Zochre Li Alakai L'Toyva. These pasuk we don't say. Pigdainos is Arei Henke Zochreinis. When the pasuk says Pigdainos, it's the same thing as the coroner's remembering. Kegoyin V'Hashem Poker HaSorah. That's also included in the pasuk of Zochreinis. That Hashem remembered Sorah, even though it says Lashon Pokad, Poker is also remembering at the words of Koran. Or Kegoyin Poker Pokarati Yeschem. Yosef like this, these are also called good psukim of Zichronis. We have Yehudu Weimer, Enoch Zichronis. Yehudu says no. The pasuk of Hashem Poker Asara, that's not called Zichronis. Zichronis has to be that the pasuk says clearly the word Zichron. For the Gemara anyway though, well the Rabbi Yosef, Nina Midibiktoinis, Harayenke Zichronis, even though you heard that the word Tikodin, Pokad, is like Hashem remembered, is like the same thing as Zichronis, of Hashem Poker HaSorah Tikorin the Yachidu. Even though the word Poker means that Hashem remembered Sorah and made a pregnant of it's only a Yachid. Sorah was only a Yachid. And we said before we don't mention Zichronis about a Yachid. And the Gemara Kivon the Yosu Rabbi Mino Kerabim Domi. Since the old Klai Yisrael came out of Sorah Imenu, well, that's called Kerabim. We're allowed to mention the Zichorin that it says by Sorah. By Hashem Poker HaSorah, you could remember that's for Zichronis. Even though it's only a private person Sarah, but from Sarah the whole client's what came out, that's called Kerabin.
Okay, turn over the tape now. Turn over, we'll continue on the other side. Turn over.
Right. Su Sharam Rashechem Vinosa Pitcha Yolam Yavim Melechakovoid Miyos Melechakovod Hashem Izos V'Gibor Hashem Gibor Mechama. But these are psukim of Malchus, like we say these psukim. Then it says, Shu Shor Mashaychem, Nosu Pesach Yolom, V'yavim Melech HaKovit. Then Mi Yuzem Melech HaKovit, Hashem Tzavokai, Su Melech HaKovit Shalom. Is Rishoy Noshtayim. In the first pasuk it says two times the word Melech. So like it's like two times Malchus. Shniya Shalosh. In the second pasuk it says three times the word Malchus, for three inyanim of Malchus. Dibur Reb Yosi, that's Reb Yosi Shita. Rabbi Yehuda Weimer, no, Rishoyin Achas, the first pasuk of Su Shor Mashechem, it's only one time Malchus, and Shnei Shtayim. In the second pasuk, it's only included two times the word Malchus. The other one's a repetition just. Then, Zamru Lakim Zameru, Zamru Lamakenu Zameru, Kimela Kolaris Lakim. That's Shtayim. Divrei Rav Yosi. It says like two times here, Zarmu Lakim Zamenu, Zarmu Makenu Zamenu. It says two times the word Melech. That's like two times Malchus. Yav Yudawai Ma'achas. No, it only goes on one time. It's like just a repetition. The Shav and they both agree that the Molech Elokim, Agoyim Elokim, Yashav, Akisa, Kodeshoi, Shi Achas. That's only one time. It only says the word Melech once. Even though it says Lakim, Lakim twice, but it's only one time the word Melech, that's only for one Pasuk of Malchus. Zikaron. Where's the Pasuk of Zikaron? Sheesh by Trua. Tegoin, Shabbosa, and Zichra and Trua. Nikrua Kodesh. Is Oimrim as Zacharonis. These Sukkim you say with Zacharonis. The Oimrim as Shofers. You can say it with Shofers also. Hey, Sukkim, I talk about both. About Zikaron and Trua. It has both things in the Sukkim. You can say it in both Parshas. You can say it in the Seder of Zacharonis because it says Zikaron. And you can say it in the Parsha of Shofers because it says Trua. Shabbos and Zichra and Trua. Divrei Rav Yosi. Yav Yudawai Mano. Einu Oimru Elu Im as Zacharonis. Bavad. It only goes by Zacharonis. You can't use this for Shofers either. But the same pasuk can't be used two times. For Zacharonis and for Shofers. So we use it by Zacharonis and not for Shofers. Malchus Sheishi Maitrua. What about a pasuk that talks about Melech? And it also has an Indian about Shofer. Kegoin Hashem Alakov Imoi. Uthruas Melech Boi. Izoimrim Amalchis. This pasuk you'd say with the Pesukim of Malchus. The Yomrim Ashofers. You could also say with the Pesukim Ashofers. Divrei Rav Yosi again, that's the Rav Yosi Shita. If you have one post that has two in Yonim, Malchus and Shofers, you can say it by both. Rav Yehuda Raimano, and the Oimru Elinam Inam Malchus Avad. You only say with Malchus alone. You can't say with Shofers again. Trua, Sheinimur, Loiklum. What's called the postak of Trua of Shofers that has nothing else in it? Kagoin Yom Trua Yilachem. Is Oimrim Ashofers. This postak you say with Shofers. It only talks about Shofers. Divrei Rav Yosi. We have Yudu Oimer, Einu Oimer Kolika. Now this pasuk you don't say at all. Yeah, it doesn't say clear why not. If he holds, that's not enough for Zacharonis. The Zacharonis has to have more than just Yom Teru Yilachem. Yeah, right. Then the Mishnah says, Maschil B'Torah U'Mashlim B'Novi. That the Pesukim start off with the Pesukim from the Torah about Malchus, and it ends off with the Pesukim from Nevi'im. If you end off with Sukkah from the Torah, it's also good. In Hishlim, the Evadin, the Ketchila Loi, it's mashma only with the Evad. If you end off with Sukkah of Torah, it's good. But that's not the way you're supposed to do with the Ketchila. For the more of Batani, we learn not like that. We learned, we have Yaisi Omer, how Mashlim Batara raised a Meshubach. If you end off the Seder of Malchus with a Pesach from the Torah, it's very good. So mashma not only with the Evad, but the Ketchila is that way. Same, we should say this in the Mishnah. Mashlim, Rav Yosi ben Echnami, is supposed to end off the Pesukim of Malchus by saying a Pesuk from the Torah like we do, we say Shema Yisrael. V'ho im Hishlim Ketoni, the Yevad in the Chachilu Loi, the Mishnah's Mashmah just if you did. Mashmah is only the Yevad. For the Chachilu, you do not have to end off the Pesukim from the Torah. Hochikoma, this is what the Mishnah means to say. Maschil v'Torah, you start off saying Pesukim from the Torah. Or Mashlim Benovi, you end off with the Pesukim from the Vim. Rav Yosi Oimer Mashlim B'Torah. You Mechachila have to end off with a pasuk from the Torah. V'yem Hishlim B'Novi Yot, that's the way it should be. But he also agrees if you end it off with a pasuk from Novi, you're also Mekayim the Mitzvah. Tanya Nami Yochi. Omer Rav Eleza. Rav Yosi. V'sikin hoyo Mashlimim Moisoi B'Torah. The V'sikin, the Choshev V'Yidin that did the Mitzvahs, the Chavivus, that they love to do the Mitzvahs, they ended off the Pesukim of Malchus with a pasuk from the Torah. Not by saying Shema Yisrael. Whereas Mishleim is Zacharonis v'Shofers Iketuva. There are a lot of Pesukim in the Raisa that talk about Zacharonis and Shofers. Ela Malchus, Tlos Hud Heaven. There are only two, three Pesukim in the Torah that talk about Malchus. So how could you end off with a Pesuk of Malchus also? There's a Pesuk of Hashem Olakov Imoi, Osruas Melech Boi, Vahi Bishur and Melech, Hashanim Lech Lelum Voed. V'Yanan Vin and Esther, we have to have 10 Pesukim. So how do you have the other Pesuk? Well, you have to have three at the beginning, then one at the end. How do you have a fourth Pesuk for Lekah? Omer Rabbi Huna, Tosh Shema, come and bring your raya. The Pesuk says, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Lekenu Hashem Achod, Malchus, Divrei Rav Yosi. Rav Yosi, that's called Malchus. In other words, Malchus doesn't only mean the fact that Hashem is a melech, like forcing himself upon us like a king, but rather Meyavar also. Shema Yisrael means like we have to, Klayus was makabal upon himself, like Kodesh Baruch Hu for melech, that's also included in Malchus. Malchus means we accept upon ourselves the Malchus of Hashem. So the Pesuk of Shema Yisrael is also a Pesuk of Malchus, like we do, we end off the Pesukim of Malchus with Shema Yisrael. We have Yehudu Oimer, Eina Malchus, he also knows that's not called Malchus. As he learns, Malchus means, a Lashon of a Melech means, a king forces himself. He rules over us by force. This pasuk of Shema Yisrael's Mashma, we accept it upon ourselves. That's not a pasuk of Malchus. The pasuk says then, V'yadatu hayoyim v'ashivoyisem lovecho, ki Hashem hu lakim einoid. Malchus, divrei Rav Yosi. Yosi again says, this is also called the pasuk of Malchus. In other words, we're accepting upon ourselves that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our Melech. That's called Malchus. Again, Rav Yehuda argues, his shita is no, Rav Yehuda ayin ain't a Malchus. That's not called Malchus. Malchus means a Lashon of Hashem is forcing, you're ruling Bal Korchach. Here's the pasuk that we're accepting it, that's not called Malchus. Then in the third pasuk of the Machlokes, after Reis Vadas, Ki Hashem Ulakim, Einoid Movadri. The same thing, Malchus, Divrei Rav Yosi. Rav Yosi, this is the pasuk of Malchus, that we accept upon ourselves the Malchus of Hashem, we realize Einoid is nobody else, that's a good pasuk for Malchus. We have Yuduayim again, Einoid Malchus, that's not called Malchus. Malchus means Hashem Molach, Hashem rules, by force, and not these sukkim that we accept upon ourselves to Malchus Shemayim. Mishnah says, Ho'oivel lefnei ateva, v'yomtiv shrosh Hashanah. Whoever goes to daven, the Shriach Tzibur, goes to daven in Rosh Hashanah, is Hasheni Matkiya. When did he blow the shofar? During Musaf. Hasheni means the second Shriach Tzibur that's davening Musaf. Shrashi amaspalot filas Musaf Matkiya. We blow the shofar during Musaf, like we do, not during Shachris, but during Musaf. Ovishasa halal, but on a regular Yom Tov, when we say halal, Horishan makris halal. The Shriach Tzibur, the daven Shachris, we say halal during Shachris. But halal we say during Shachris, and Tkiya shofar during Musaf. But the more maishin or sheni, mitkiya, how come we say Tkiya shofar by Musaf? Mishum, because the Brei Dam Hadras Melech, you're supposed to have a lot of people there. Mashma Shachris is too early, not everybody gets to Shachris yet. You don't have too many people there by Shachris. So maybe we wait to blow the shofar by Musaf to make sure everybody's there ready. To have a lot of people. If the Mori Hochi is so, Halal Nami, it should be the same to call every Yom Tov when we say Halal, also name of Bisheni, we should have Reivam Hadas Melech. You should wait to say Halal by Musaf when you have more people there. Ella, what do you have to say? Ella Maishina Halal, the Barishan, how come Halal we say by Shachris? Mishum, there's reason, Makdim Le Mitzvah, no, there's a clown. Azorus, do the Mitzvah as soon as possible. So it's Kedai to say Halal right away during Shachris. If so, for tomorrow, Tkiya Nami never Barishan, Mishum, there's reason, Makdim Le Mitzvah. The same thing, we should blow the shofar, Rosh Hashanah, during Shachris. How's reason, Matim LeMitzvahs? To show you a Zorah, your person that rushes to do the mitzvahs, you do it right away, we should blow the shofar during Shachris. So how come shofar is by Musaf, and how is by Shachris? So tomorrow, I'm Rabbi Yechanan, I tell you, B'Shas Gzeiras HaMalchishonu. Our Mishnah is talking about B'Shas Gzeiras HaMalchis. It was a Gzeirah, Srashi Oyvim Gozmush Lo Yitoka. The guy you made at the corner not to blow the shofar. For your Orvim Lehem Kol Shei Shoyim. That locates Tzvila Shachris, Lekach Eberul, Etzkoye V'Musafim. There was a Gzeirah there that the first 6 hours of the day, the Goyim saw it, that's the time the Jews blow the Shofar, that's the time the Daven Shachris. So they made a Gzeirah the first 6 hours of the day, you can't blow the Shofar. That's what a Tekona was at that year, to blow the Shofar first later during Musaf, after the first 6 hours of the day. So that was a Tekona, Mishum the Goyim, they left the Tekona that way. Mashenkin, there was never a Tekona about Halo, therefore Halo they left the regular way, the Svara's reason about Tim Lemitzvahs, to say hello right away in the morning. Before the Gzeirah, right. Before the Gzeirah, right. From the Gzeirah onwards, we say the Musaf, right. Right. Weiter. Midekoma v'shas halal. Now that it says, v'shas halal mechlad of Rosh Hashanah, leka halal. Mashmur, another Yom Tov, you have halal. But not in Rosh Hashanah. My time, how come we don't say halal in Rosh Hashanah? Is Omer Abavuah, so Abavuah says, Omru Malchi Hashem Tzatnei Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Malachim said to Hashem, Ribbono Shel Olam, Mifnei Ma En Yisrael Oimrim Shiru Lefanecha, Rosh Hashanah V'Yom Kippurim. How come Klai Yisrael doesn't say Hallel to a Kodesh Baruch Hu on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? It's a Yom Tif. Rosh Hashanah is a Yom Tif. We should say Hallel. Is Omer Lehem, a Kodesh Baruch Hu answered back and said, Efsha Melech Yoshev Akisei Din, V'Sifrei Chaim, V'Sifrei Meisim, Suchem Lefonov, V'Yisrael Oimrim Shiru. Since it's a Yom Adin today in Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sitting Bedin, and he has his Svarim, the books are open, who's going to live, who's going to die, it's saying Bedin to say Shira. That's not a time for Klai Yisrael now to say Shira. We have to be the aim of a year now, and it's not a time now to say Hallel. Therefore in Rosh Hashanah, the Yom Adin, we don't say Hallel. Only another Yom Tov when we say Hallel. Right. Shofar Shir Rosh Hashanah Ein Mavir in Olav Etzachum. And it comes Rosh Hashanah, and you don't have your shofar with you, it's outside the tchum of the city, even though it's only yosem with rabbonin, you're not allowed to go out of the tchum to get your shofar. The Rabbanim made the Xeris even the Mokem Shaifer. The Aimafakinos all of the Gal. You can't go if a wall of stones fell over the Shaifer, you're not allowed to clean away the stones to get to the Shaifer. Loy Oilin Bilan, you're not allowed to climb up a tree. If you left your Shaifer before Rosh Hashanah on top of the tree, on Yontif you can't go up the tree to get the Shaifer. Loy Rechun Agavi Vahema, you can't ride on top of an animal to get your Shaifer. Loy Shotan Al Pnei Mayim, if you left your Shaifer floating in the middle of the river, and you want to swim there to get it, you can't swim there to get the river, to get the Shaifer. V'yein Choyt Chinoi, so you can't cut the Shaifer off on Rosh Hashanah, Vein B'dov Hashum Yishum Shvus, or Vein B'dov Hashum Yishum Lesasa. Whether it's an Issa the Raisa, whether it's an Issa the Rabbanon, you can't do Yisum, even with the Rabbanon, L'Tzarech getting the Shaifer. As we all, the Hechshe Mitzvah is not Deich Yontif. Avol Emrotza, Litim L'Teich Mayim L'Yayin Yitin. But if you want to stand to make the curl sound good, to put water or to put wine inside the Shaifer, that you're allowed to do on Yontif. There's no Issa, there's no Malacha in that. We don't stop the kids from blowing the Shaifer in Rosh Hashanah. If they want to blow the Shaifer, you don't have to stop them. But you're allowed to be Isaac with them until they learn how to blow the Shaifer that you are allowed to. Like they're allowed to try and help them learn that they should blow the Shaifer. Some of us be Mesasik means some blowing the Shaifer for the purpose of hearing a Kohl, but not for the Shem Mitzvah. He's being Mesasik. He's basically doing something else right now. Is lo yotzah. You have to make the mitzvah. Because you have to have shrichas kavanah. Or mesasik b'chal is not called doing a mitzvah. You're doing something else. For Yashir Meir, then mesasik is also lo yotzah. If you hear the shofar from somebody that's blowing, and he's blowing, he doesn't have a mind, today's Rosh Hashanah, I'm blowing the Shem Mitzvah. He stam has a mind, he's blowing the shofar, stam to hear how the voice comes out of it. Stam to hear how it sounds. So since he's not blowing the Shem Mitzvah, he's being mistaken in something else, it's not called the Kohl Shofar Shem Mitzvah, and whoever hears such a Kohl is not Mekayim the Mitzvah. But the more my time, what's talking of Shat, how come you're not allowed to be over these Yisurim to get the Shofar? The more Shofar Esayhu, to do the Mitzvah Shofar true, it's the Mitzvah Saseh. Other the Yomtif, not to do a Melochah on Yomtif is Asay V'loy Saseh, is an Esay to rest on Yomtif, and there's a Loy Saseh not to do Melochah on Yomtif. And the klal is v'yein essay doiches loisa say v'yessay. A mitzvah saseh could only be doicha loisa say alone. But here on Yontif to do a malach is an essay and a loisa say. The service says rest. That's a mitzvah saseh. And in the loisa say not to do malacha, so you're not allowed to do malach even for the purpose of hearing the hearing the shofar. Vayter that even with the rabbanim for loy oilin v'ilon v'loy rechon agav v'behema. You can't climb up the tree to get the shofar, or you can't ride on your horse to get the shofar. For the gemara hashd of the rabbanim amar to loy. Madach, the Mishnah says that you can't climb up the tree. Which, with the Raisa, you are allowed to climb up the tree. It's only us, with the Rabbonin. So you see, with the Rabbonin, you can't do Isurim to get the Shofar. The Raisa, me boy. So why does the Mishnah have to say, Kesi, that's also with the Raisa, Pshita, you're not allowed to do Nisa, the Raisa, to get the Shofar. Rashi says, the Raisa, Hashtag the Rabbonin Armaloi, Issa Tchumim, of the Techa God, Lekal, and Migzer, Otto the Raisa, Martaloi. Is the Raisa, Roichman, Nikola, Mema, Shem, Yechtach, Zemora, Rashi learns like this. The Madach the Xerivis the Rabbonin. That are not Mishum Xerivis, maybe be Yobinis the Raisa. Stam going out to Tchumim, that's the purest the Rabbonin. Now the Xerivis of the Rabbonin, not to ride on not to climb up a tree, or not to ride on an animal, that's the Xerivis because we're afraid maybe you come to do an Issa the Raisa. We're afraid maybe when you're climbing up the tree, you pull off a branch. You'll be Yobinis the Raisa. So Madach he came walk Chus Tchum, which is only a pure the Rabbonin. For sure you can't climb up the tree, which there, that the Rabbanon is more chomer, because there it's a gzera, maybe you'll be over this with the Raisa. And tomorrow, do you Raisa me, boy? Tomorrow says, Enechnami. Zuvi and Sarach Lehmu Zukotoni. True, the Mishnah says Zu, not only where it's an Issa the Rabbanon purely, but even when the Issa the Rabbanon is on a gzera, not to be over this with the Raisa, also we say the Rabbanon kept their Isurim, and you're not allowed to do or be over the Issa in order to hear the Shofar. Enechnami, if you say the first case, you don't need the second case, that's the klal of Zuvi and Tzachlin Zukotoni. It says this, and already says another case also. Right, so you can't cut it off. You can't cut it off. Obeying b'dover shum ishum shmus, obeying b'dover shum ishum loistasei. When it's nisir the rice and nisir rabbonin, you can't do it. Shrashi v'en chayt chinoisa, and bol is sakna, if you want to be mistak on the shofar, loy b'dover shum ishum shmus, then it's kli, shein daka lachtrich boi shofar, it's the going magla. You want to take stama, a piece of metal, it's not a derech to cut with it, and you want to cut your shofar,